Today we're talking about the Rat Pack, the stars of the original Ocean's 11, which was made in 1960. Mia Farrow was married to the leader of the pack, Frank Sinatra, from 1966 to 68. She grew up in a Hollywood family with father, director John Farrow, and mother, actress Maureen O'Sullivan. I spoke with Mia Farrow in 1997 after the publication of her memoir. Your first husband was Frank Sinatra. And you first met him when you were 11 and you were dining out with your father. Do you think he remembered meeting you?
Oh, probably not. I don't know. I never asked him. I was too embarrassed to bring it up because it was when, I was a kid. I guess I was about 11. So, but that was not too far, too many years before. You know, I met him when I was 19, so 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 8 years earlier. I didn't want to remind him that, you know, that I was that young, so I didn't bring it up.
As you mentioned earlier, a lot of people in the public were just astonished that the 50-year-old Frank Sinatra would be seeing and then marrying the, 20 or 20-something-year-old Mia Farrow. What was that age discrepancy like for you, that approximately 30-year difference?
Well, it really meant that we didn't have a shared history, that he had a history that I knew nothing about.
You didn't even know his records or his movies.
No, I didn't know those things, nor had I lived through, you know, the things that he had lived through. I mean, even culturally or, you know, in any way, historically, I didn't have the knowledge that he had in any way, his friendships, all those things. So, you know, you're left out of a great deal, and I think that plays itself out in lots of different ways. You know, when he met with friends and stuff, you know, the things that they would talk about, you know, I couldn't be a part of. So there is that always, and I guess that was the main thing. You know, that I just didn't know what he was talking about so much of the time.
Was it hard being young and still in a lot of ways unformed, unsure of yourself as a woman, and, you know, in a relationship with a man who's incredibly famous, very secure in his own identity? I mean, his identity is iconic by that point.
Yeah, I think you put your finger on the other thing, just the feeling of inadequacy that would just swamp me all the time, because I was unformed and I didn't know what I wanted from life. I had no idea who I was. I wasn't even sure what I believed, you know, what my opinions were about things. And, you know, I was still very much learning, you know, so the way I viewed myself and my future, all of it, you know, I was so unsure of everything.
It always strikes me that in a relationship like that, the young woman is always at risk of having more of a mentor than a partner.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's hard to, it can't be, I think it's difficult for it to be an equal partnership. It would have been impossible for me because I deferred to him in all aspects.
Did you find that your husband was different when he was with the Rat Pack than when he was alone with you?
Yes, totally. The Rat Pack was an outside name, you know. Nobody used those words
right.
When I didn't even know about them until later, and I'm not sure exactly what it referred to. But in Las Vegas and on those sorts of evenings, yes. Well, you know, all the guys. It was a very macho thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The guys would drink a lot and smoke a lot and tell jokes a lot, and the women would be very, very quiet, and they too would smoke and sip a little wine, spritzers, and, you know, just softly, maybe after a couple of hours, ask each other a couple of questions. But the women wouldn't even know each other. They were, you know, usually dates, a couple of times wives, but it was very male-dominated.
Mia Farrow, recorded in 1997. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.